The name is Michael Annan Forsen. Michael Annan Forsen. I am an associate of an organization called Melak Coconuts Processing Farm, a sub company of Melak Groups.
This is Diversified Game.
A podcast giving entrepreneurial advice from a diverse and inclusive perspective with Kelly.
He may agree, he may oppose, and it's more than just race. It's about, you know, ideas.
So let the game begin.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I thank God always, and I thank How We Made It in Africa.com for featuring this entrepreneur and how we read about his story. This story is like no other that we featured that I have seen. It starts with two people with vision, one man in Ghana who started a business and another man in Israel who sent over $35,000 before even properly vetting the entrepreneur in the entrepreneur's eyes. You know, God has a way of connecting people. So, you know, when it's right, it's right. But I have Chief Michael and his coconut oil. For those of you who are listening, I want you to go to Costco if you're in America. I want you to go look in the description box. This product is going global. It's already in the US. It's already throughout different countries from Thailand where he once worked. It's all over. And this thing, I almost want to ask him, for those of you who can see, if this is part of, if they've taken his brand in Costco, because this is what I buy out of Costco. We're going to get all into that, people. Chief Michael, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much, Kellen. I am doing great by the grace of God.
Thank God. I have to start off. Did Costco, did they rebrand and are they white labeling your product? And this is what I had bought when my wife bought this, actually, when she bought this in Costco?
Yeah, Kellen, thank you very much. We do, we have a policy for private labeling. So many organizations, so many huge organizations, especially in US, they buy our products and they do private labeling, of which some of them we do not know. They only write to us that the product that we are buying from you, we're going to do a private label. And we said it's okay for us. Currently, from where I work, from Thailand and from Sri Lanka, most of them are buying from us and they do private labeling and send to US. So it's not only Costco, so many organizations, supermarkets in US are buying our products and they are doing private labeling.
Well, I love that. And that means, you know, I mean, you've expanded where I was looking and researching to see if you had wrote a book yet, but I don't think you have. So I'm waiting on the book and I'm going to put the pressure, because how you set that up, that's just so inspiring. Now, let's go back to that first $35,000 check. When I saw that, I said, Chay, this, they sent $35,000 and, you know, it was so quick. Was that the part of, you know, your business where you said it went to the next level? Or did you already have some other deals that were maybe even bigger than that?
Thank you very much, Kelly. Kelly, could you believe that before this Israeli customer who knocked on our door, I was really in my kitchen struggling with my business proposal, moving from one bank to another, asking them for a small funding, like maybe only $2,000. They were just throwing me away like nobody's business. Banks, they don't even have time for me. It got to a point I was known in almost all the commercial banks in Ghana, because the moment I go there, they say, there comes the guy. He's just coming to disturb us. The moment I go say, there comes the guy, some of them were like, when you see him coming, tell him I am not around. And I was so frustrated, but I never gave up. I never gave up until I decided that, no, I cannot keep on with this. I am struggling. I am tired of holding my file with my business proposal, moving from one bank to bank. And they were like, there comes the thief, or there comes the black guy. Throw him away. We don't need him because he's just making noise. And I decided that I have my master's degree. So why don't I go and do some small jobs so that I can earn something small to be able to do the business? So that was what I was doing. I joined an NGO as a human resource manager to be able to earn something small like $200 a month to be able to buy coconut and process it on my own. So I was doing all these things, so struggling in my kitchen on.
I think it froze. I think it froze. Let me try you on. It froze.
So I did a very good picture from Jerusalem. He sent in the product picture you sent. Are you the one? Can you do it for me? I said, yes, sir. I am the one. Can you do it for me? I said, yes, sir. He said, okay. Now, first of all, do samples for me. I know someone in Ghana who is going to pay for the DHL costs. So if you are ready with a sample, I will give you his contact. Contact him. He will pay for the DHL cost. So I did a sample with my own salary, called the man. He paid for the DHL cost and it went straight to Jerusalem. After 2 weeks, I received a call, this time not a message from LinkedIn. He called me straight away from Jerusalem and said, Michael, I have received your sample. We did an analysis of your product and it is so marvelous. Can you do about 10 tons for me? I said, what? 10 tons? He said, yes. How much is it going to cost you? I did my calculation and I told him it's going to cost me $35,000. He said, $35,000. Okay, do you have a bank account? I said, no, sir, I don't have a bank account. I said, hurry up, go and create a bank account, then let me know. So within a week, I created a bank account, informed the man. Kelly, could you believe, after 2 days, someone who has no clue about me, whether I am genuine or not, was able to send me physical cash of 35,000, is it Donald Trump dollar or 35,000?
I can believe it because I believe in a guy that can do that. And you've done multiples. You've held now so much money. And I want to have a teachable moment because so many times, especially in West Africa, you know, we're representing ECOWAS right now. And we know that, you know, the powers that be have put so many things in place to say, oh, it's so much easier to do business. But for the young entrepreneur out there who hasn't even seen their first $300, how do you keep humble? Because I'm gonna share something with you. Many of us, if they got that money and now you've held over, you know, you've held so much money. I want them to go to How We Made It in Africa to go watch how much money you've touched. But this is how some of us would be. It's a new song by Loco. And it's, let's tell me, can you hear it?
Yo.
Don't call me back. That's how you would be to all those relatives, all those banks now that are chasing you. Don't call me back. Tell me how do you stay humble to where you still have to be a man of the people, that same person with the great heart of the hustle. How do you keep that, you know, essence about you?
Kelly, could you believe that I feel some tears flowing through my eyes as you are playing this song and you are remembering me all these things? Could you believe, even the $35,000 that hits my account, when I went to the bank and I asked for the money, the bank was not sure. The bank started doing investigation. They said, no, how could you get that amount? The bank manager was like, he wants to do an investigation. And I told the man that, hey, listen, I've been struggling coming to your bank, going to other banks for just $200 or $500. You people are throwing me away. This is a customer's fund into my account. And I have a lead time to produce for this person. You guys should set up. I am giving you less than 24 hours. If you don't allow me to access my account, I'm going to close the account and I am going to take every peso or every cent from there. Kelly, could you believe the bank manager was shivering? Because I didn't know how that power came. It's like I now understand that money or cash is blood. I felt some blood within my brain and my head. I speak like nobody's business. And within some second, they allowed me to access the accounts. But going back to your question, Kelly, if you have been poor before and you have a future, you will be so humble when God gives you the whole world. If you have been extremely poor, I have slept on the streets of Accra before. I have slept crying before. I have gone to a church begging them to give me the auditorium for me to sleep, and they pushed me away before. I have gone through poverty before. As a young man, I started so early. I am just now 42 years, and I have more than enough. It has made me so humble that now I don't struggle. I don't see luxurious car as luxury anymore. I don't see big things as luxury anymore. They are so simple for me. Benz and those things are so simple. I don't see them as too like luxury. So it's all because of how God took me through. If God started all the way from one, my first money, I would have used it to buy a car, because that girl that I've been chasing, that fair lady, I've been begging, he see me and he throw me away, push water on me, and I would have buy a brand new car, go and knock at his door and say, see me, I also made it, and she would have come. But no, but because of how God took me through, because of how God took me through the wilderness, it's really helped me to be very humble. It removed so many things about what we call delayed gratification. It planted delayed gratification in me. And now we are doing more than enough, all from our own account. Today, Kelly, banks every now and then are knocking on our door with negotiations. Some of them yesterday were telling us that they want to give us a very good percentage and we should do it. I said, no, we are not interested. Banks, different banks, from AMA Bank, from Bank of Africa, from Stanbic, so many of them are knocking on our door and telling us that they have good facilities for us to take it. And I keep telling them that, do you remember in 6-7 years ago, you guys were throwing me away? Today, I am no longer interested. And they see it in our account that we are funding everything from our own internal generating accounts.
I love it. Hold on. We got to take a second because we need a praise break. Check this out. This is a song by a Nigerian American, Toby. Check this out. This song is just for you and the story you told.
My mama swore I was a joke, but now I got a million. I lost some friends while I was broke, but now I got a million. They slept on me, but now they won't, because I got a million. Fresh out the mud, but I'm clean as soap, because I got a million. First million. I got my first million. Ooh,
You guys go check that out. That's for you, my brother. That's for you. You are doing it. And I want everybody to be encouraged. So when you can sing, you got your first million. And it's not that you, not just the money, but what you do with the money, the people you can hire and impact. Like Chief Michael said, it's not about, oh, the car and bringing it to the girl who would have thrown water on him. Oh, man, I almost wish you did that, Michael, because I would have paid to see that. But let me tell the people, you have the access, you have the money, the clout now. How many people have you been able to hire in how many regions in Ghana and you know, elsewhere possibly?
Thank you very much, Kelly. Today, from the kitchen, in some way back, me, myself, and I alone, today, we are engaging 166 females. These are women who are not doing anything from our community. 166 ladies. We are not even counting the guys. We have a guys about, I think, 21, but the females are 166 who are always praying to God because of Milak. And these are people who I enjoyed working with us. Milak is a family. Milak is not an organization. So I have even removed myself from the name called CEO. I told them, no, I am no longer the CEO. I am an associate of Milak Coconut Processing, and they love it. So we have 166 female, we have 32 male, and aside that, Kelly, we are been a blessing to a lot. We have about 7 orphanages in Ashanti region where we constantly support them. We support them with feeding, we support them with clothing, we support them with cash to keep the orphanages running, because I understand the meaning of hunger. And it is so marvelous. We are creating a lot of direct and indirect jobs today. From coconuts in our little home, we are establishing our new soya bean refinery in Ghana, and also a new branch which is going to start in March in Mombasa, all from this little beginning. So these are the people that we are blessing. Today, Milak Coconut Processing Farm, from our little beginning, we are supplying to USA, we are supplying to Israel, we are supplying to Netherlands, we are supplying to France, we are supplying to Russia with our beautiful product. And it all started from this humble beginning. Kelly, let me give you a surprise. As of today, I do not have my own personal car. All the funds is for the business. We are building a new Africa where organization will survive after 100 years. So Milak is not about me. So I have no right to take any money anyhow. I have no right to take the funds of the organization anyhow. Whatever I take, it is what I do. The company pays me. The company's money is not my money. The car that I use, it is not my personal car. It is for the organization. Today, we are having our own coconut plantation, 250 acres, and we are still growing more from our little beginning, all because of this small amount that we got from my Israel friend. Thank you.
I love that. And really, companies are not, you know, people, they're companies. So we're all, you know, the salary that I get from my companies, it's not ours. And the company should be bigger than us because we're solving problems bigger than us. Tell us, because we're connected, you know, we have our CPR firm, and we work heavily in Sierra Leone with the Diallo company, which wants to consult and invest throughout Africa. How can companies like, you know, the Diallo company say, hey, what problem can we solve with your company so you can have your coconut oil here in Sierra Leone? Are you already in Sierra Leone and Cameroon?
Okay. Unfortunately, we are not in Sierra Leone. We are not in Cameroon. We are, because of our beginning, we are doing so marvelously in the in Israel and also in the United States of America. We are now taking advantage of the Africa Free Trade Continental area. So that is the reason why we've invested about over $300,000 in building this new plantation to be able, this plantation with refinery to be able to manage Africa. So after all these years, we are now coming back and look into Africa, because with our production as at today, we are doing 98% on the international market, only 2% in Ghana and Togo and in Ivory Coast. So we thought of now we are coming back to Africa and produce more. So that is why the new plantation is in the soybean, the soybean plantation, and also the coconut oil, which is going to take care of Africa. That is what is going. But Kellen, let me share a little for the purpose of our listeners, for them to understand. After the $35,000 that we received from the customer from Israel, because of it, all because of integrity. Kelly, the customer gave us only 14 days to be able to deliver. We did it in only 6 days. Out of the 14 lead time he gave to us, we were able to complete his orders 10 tons in 6 days, and we deliver exactly on the 7th day. It was through this. That was when he said, Michael, I am surprised and amazed. I have an organization, there was an organization called DFID in UK, who are doing a program for Africa called Connect to Grow. It's an Africa program with DFID, India, and UK. I would like you to take part in that program. Kelly, we listened to it. We took part in the program. And after the $35,000, we were part of the 14 people selected in the whole of Africa to receive a grant. We received a grant and also to go to India to receive a processing machine to be able to do it. That was how come. And it all started from the integrity that we were able to give to this first customer. Out of this first customer, he has opened so many doors to us. Who are we to go to Costco? Who are we to produce for KTC? Today, from our little beginning, and because of integrity, these people are sourcing from us.
Amazing, amazing, and great stuff. Now, you know, we talked about the women that you have hired and some of the men. I want to even go deeper, because some people just can't wait to get their first million, can't wait to get, you know, the clothes and the cars. Can you tell the people another community give back that you are doing or that you would like to do in the future?
Very good, Kellen. It is not even about the future. We love to do it. We, in our organization, as part of our corporate social responsibility, we don't do corporate social responsibility as the normal corporate social responsibility. This is a commitment that we do to the women and the farmers who supply us coconuts. All the children, all the school-going children of our women in this community, we supply them free school uniforms. We supply them with the healthcare facility. It is a must. Second, all the women in our organization, any woman who will give birth, it is the responsibility of Miller Coconut Processing Farm, not their husbands. It is our responsibility to pay for their health care bills. It is our responsibility to do an insurance for the woman and also all the kids, all the children. That is what we are doing. Aside these things, every woman who has spent more than 3 years in our organization, we give them $1,000 This is a kind of, it's almost like a free grant, but we give them $1,000 for every woman who has been in our organization for 2 years and above to do an extra business aside working with Mela Coconut Processing Farm. We want to see these women growing. We don't want them to depend on only their salaries. So every woman who is 2 years plus, there is a policy to take $1,000 from us to do your own business. This amount is not free, but it has no interest attached. These are some of the policies that we are doing. All the communities in our area, we offer free lighting system for them. We do all these things because we also are part of the Fair Trade Certification Organization. So that is why we do these things, Kelly.
Now, this, you know, business, it can keep you busy enough. But many entrepreneurs, and you're getting into, you know, you mentioned the other ventures, and I had talked about books. Are there any other, like, what are your hobbies? What do you do just for, you know, fun, to be able to, you know, relax, clear your mind, and with all the stresses that come with business, just, you know, kind of leave it behind?
Thank you very much, Kellen. I'm going to surprise you. One of the reasons that keeps me going, I am not a football fan. I am not a sports fan. I am not into any kind of relaxation. But Kelly, my secret is, one, I am not into any competition with anybody on this planet Earth. I don't go into competition with anyone. If you have your own car, if you have your own mansion, if you have your own girlfriend, if you have your own whatever, that is up to you. I don't compete anyone in life. That is one. The second one is that I always ensure that my mind is free. I don't keep anything in my mind. Forgive my word, but I don't keep trash in my head, whatsoever it is. It comes, it gets to my ears, it passes through and go to another ears outside. I don't keep any trash about anyone in my mind. The fourth one is that I always want to do something new because I allow the mind to be very fresh. What motivates me is to develop something new. Like you've seen our new product called coconut porridge. In fact, the person who brought me up in coconut was surprised when he saw our product in Netherlands, coconut porridge. And up to today, she's amazed and it's like, Michael, I trained you in this business. How did you come out with this product? And I said, I don't know. It could be an inspiration from God. So Kelly, that has been my secret. I don't keep any grudge in anyone. I am just simple. I love even doing what the ordinary people are doing. So it will be so difficult for you to recognize Michael because I take commercial cars. I don't take the company's car. I join commercial cars when I am going home. I eat at the commercial areas when I am doing it. I don't have a bodyguard. I do everything freely like nobody's business. It will be so difficult. If they don't tell you that this is Michael, you would hardly for you to see. That has been my secret, and it's really working for me very well.
And I think, you know, it's a very teachable moment because some people, and I'll say especially in the West, and, you know, and in the West, and we're seeing now, you know, different people. I don't even want to mention certain people's name who've gone to jail for showing off online. And, you know, in Nigeria and even in Ghana, you know, Nigeria and Ghana have this, you guys go back and forth on different things, entertainment, food. But if you get the money, like there's many billionaires out there that you would never know whether they're crypto billionaires or they're blue bloods, old money. You would never know because the way they carry themselves, they would never tell you how much money they have. But we have it. Black people globally, now that Instagram and all these things, I hear people on Clubhouse talking about they're worth $100 million when they used to be $200,000 in debt for school debt. What do we need to do as elders, you know, 40 years old and above, where we tell somebody 20, 18. Now, I've interviewed a 13-year-old millionaire on my show, a black one at that. You know, how do we groom them, or how do you groom people? Because I know you're mentoring the next entrepreneurs. I see you have a heart of a teacher.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you very much, Kellen. Kellen, Africa needs to set up. That is one thing I keep on telling, especially the youth, that Africa, we need to set up. Africa, we need to let the world know that we are not in competition with anyone. We are not in any sort of competition with anybody. So you got to be yourself. You got to respect the little that God has given to you. You got to keep your calm. And this one goes to the youth. That the youth, the world is more than what you see. And what you see is more than the world. So youth, there are a lot ahead of you. Today, you might be in your 20s. As the second is clocking, you will no longer be 20 again. You will get to your 40 and you wish you will go back to your 20. You won't get it. So if you have 20 today, if you are 30 today, if you are 30 years old, 20 years old, take your time and love to grow humbly. Don't compete with anyone. In fact, even the Western people that will go there, they are so humble. Why are we who have nothing? Sometimes it's like that. Poor people show up a lot when they receive something small. But the real people don't do that. Like my grandmother used to tell me that an empty vessel makes the mighty noise. And that is that. These things has been in my mind. I said, no, I don't want to be an empty vessel. I want to grow more than this. Whatever is there, it is not for me. It is for Milak Coconut Processing Farm. And we have not reached anywhere. There are more we got to do. We want to reach the whole world. We want to supply the whole world. We want to send our food to the president of America. We want him to eat our product from Africa. And by so doing, we want to be very, very humble. It pays to be humble, Kellen. I love it. When you see me eating my jollof publicly, you won't believe it. And I feel so big. No security. Sometimes, Kellen, you won't believe it. I will be walking on the street with a lot of millions of, with a lot of thousands of dollars in me, and yet nobody will come to me. Nobody will approach me. Because my simple dressing will tell you that this guy doesn't have even a cent. And yet I am loaded.
Yes, I'm glad you cleared that up, because people, I don't want them to start hearing your voice and say in the market when you're trying to negotiate, you can no longer negotiate because that I heard you, you know, you can afford it. Now, I want people to be able to, you know, connect, see your story. I had hinted at a book. I just want to put the seed down for you, because the knowledge that you have, you know, people really need to hear from you. But are there any talks that you do? Maybe some TED Talks? Are you talking more at any colleges or corporate events?
Thank you very much, Kellen. It's a very wonderful one. But Kellen, my style does not allow me to do this. I don't want to blow my horns. If you approach me, I will lovely respect and grant you your wish. But if you don't approach me, hardly would you see me doing this. And when these things are also coming, I don't sound religious, but Kelly, I pray about it and I ask, this is coming, should I go? I pray to God. I'm a very religious person, but if I don't blow my horns by saying that here we are, this is what we are doing, so we want to go out and tell the people. No, Kelly, if the offer comes, I read through the offer. I think about who who is going to benefit from this offer that has been given to me? If an opportunity for me to go and talk, I look at how many people are going to benefit from this thing before I grant it. I granted your view because I know that we want to touch the world. We want to change our story. Just 2 days ago, a lady from Kenya posted something on LinkedIn and is talking about KFC rejecting their potatoes because KFC have a standard and yet they don't want to buy from Africa. It touched my heart. And I said, how I wish I have an opportunity to talk to this lady. That no, KFC and all these people, they will run to you if you learn to do it well. If you learn to do it well and right, I'm telling you, the Western will love to buy from you. I was speaking with a medical doctor who is very knowledgeable. I am only a master's degree. He is a medical doctor who is also doing something about coconut oil. He approached me and I told him that you are struggling. Why don't you certify your product? Get organic certification. Get fair trade certification. By so doing, this is what the international markets are looking for. They want to believe what they are eating. Kelly, do you know what the man told me? A whole medical doctor told him, Michael, no, I won't get any certification. I won't get any fair trade because it's a strategy that the Western people are using to make Africa slave. And I said, what? How? He said, yes, because I am going to pay about 5,000. Yes, the money is expensive. To certify organic, you pay about 5,000 every year, dollars. But Kelly, it adds value to it. You won't believe it that when we certified our product, the doors that has been opened, all because of that, we are no longer struggling again. We are no longer going to the internet or going to the radio station and advertise our product. These things are advertising for us. That is what Africa must learn to do. Africa must learn to do it well. Africa farmers must learn to respect the workers that they are working with. Africa farmers must learn to do it well. If you said your product is organic, don't add any chemical to it and say it is organic. Africa must learn to be sincere. Africa must learn to respect integrity when nobody is watching. And by so doing, the whites or the Western will respect you and they will bow to you. Today, a lot of whites and Western are bowing to us because we chose to do it right when nobody was watching us. That is what, Kelly, we are doing. We are not interested in writing books. We are not interested in going out and having much talk from talk to talk and all this. No, but when a genuine person approaches us, we review it and look at the impact that will go to the community and the rest. Then we would offer those, and it's going to be absolutely free. That is what we are doing. We review your product. We review how you are becoming a blessing to Africa all the way there. And we said, no, we can't afford to grant this man the interview.
You guys have really been blessed by the game. Make sure you check out his interview at howwemadeittoafrica.com. Links are going to be in the description on how you can find out more about the business. And if you really have serious business, serious talko, then you can go and do your research on LinkedIn and reach out to Chief Michael and say, you know what? I have a serious proposal. Because what we have to end in all of the world, especially in West Africa, is the learned helplessness that somebody is going to come and just help you, but you didn't help yourself. Michael already had his party started. He might have been struggling, but his party was already started. His plan, he was able to fulfill this, I believe he said, in 6 days after receiving the money because his plan. Many people, you don't have your plan and you think that, like Michael, a genie is going to come out, but it's not a genie. It's when preparation when it meets that opportunity, it happens, thank God. And it doesn't happen overnight. He told you when he started. This thing takes a minute sometimes. Sometimes it takes a decade. Sometimes it takes a lifetime so your Peking can then benefit off of it. That's your children, for those who say, Peking, what's that? But you know, you're stuck in the mustard. You got to catch up. You guys have been blessed by the game. Make sure if you do nothing else, you share this with somebody. It will change their life. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much, Kelly. And the very last one to Africa and the world, that we are open. Whoever wants to know how to do it right, just contact us. Don't rush to go for loans. If you are a beginner, do not rush to go for a loan. You will break down. You will run away. You will leave your wife and your children. We have failed before. Africa, don't be afraid to start and fail, but don't rush to go for a loan to start a business. Stay in your corner and brighten that corner. Stay in your corner. It takes integrity. It takes hard work. It takes respect. And it takes excellent quality. Don't go for mediocre. Africa, stand above quality. Be honest. If you tell the customer that I'm going to deliver on exactly 3 days, do your best to do 2 days and make sure it is 100% quality. Forget about your profit. Do it right and the profit will run to you. Like today, the banks are running to us. Don't go for any loan. Stay in your closet. Do it right. Do start gradually. Don't rush to be like Melak. Don't rush to be like Michael, else you will break down. I have broken down before. Don't do that. Take your time and grow. And above all, love yourself and respect God. You will get there. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thanks for getting in the game and listening to the Diversify Game Podcast with Kellen, the number one show pairing entrepreneurship with diverse and inclusive perspectives like wine and cheese, bagel and lox, fish and grits. Be sure to visit diversifygame.com for all the good stuff. Join in the conversation and discover more content.